When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming up on Relatables.
Oi, things I love about girls, when they get sick, they don't complain at all.
Oh.
When I get sick, all I fucking do is complain.
No, I hate that.
All I do is complain.
Yeah. They are like, I don't know how, they have like a different tolerance to being sick. They're just like, I'm sick, I'm going to work, I'm going to the gym. I'll get through this.
What is it?
What you wanna do,
be what you wanna be,
Relatables.
You are listening to
Relatables,
season 3,
episode 28.
28.
Thanks everybody for tuning in.
And guys, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm a little nasally.
Yeah.
A little extra nasally.
Kind of sounds sexy.
A little sexy. You might find out later.
Yeah.
But Oddie, all right, is this relatable? So you're sitting there and you're like talking to someone about something and then you're like, oh, I've got a photo of it. I'll show you. You're like trying to show someone something and you give them your phone. Like you give them your phone and then you see them just get a little swipe trigger, a little swipe happy on there. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? And you're like, hey, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're like, what are you?
Relatable. It's always old people like your parents.
You give your phone to like your grandma or your grandpa and you're showing them a photo. Like, show me a photo and you show it to them. They just go, and they're just like, and you're yeah. like, and you're like, what are you doing?
Like, what? I don't know what's there. Don't look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't even know what I've got on there.
Literally. And I've learned my lesson. When I show things to my parents, I make sure I hold the phone and I'm like, and they try and grab it. I'm like, no, just look. Like, how blind are you?
And you're like, before you gotta go in like, this is the only one I've got. Don't swipe.
Yeah. And normally they pick it up like this and like touch it and then it moves.
It's so, yeah. Also, yeah, they just, they don't know how to use a phone. I don't get it.
Ridiculous. That is very relatable.
And it's so stressful.
I know. Yeah. Far out. Okay. My one, is this relatable? So, you know, you're tired or stressed, right? Big day. Jump in the car. You get home. Didn't put a single bit of music on.
Oh,
do you ever do that? You're just there in silence. You don't even realize you didn't even put music on.
That has happened to me before.
Yeah.
When you're like, and you only realize when you get home because you do that thing where you're like, I don't remember driving.
Yeah.
And you just know, you're like, and then are you kind of just like, am I depressed? Like, what's wrong with me?
Literally, and it's normally because you go to like unplug your phone or something and it's not plugged in and you're like, wait a second, I didn't listen to a single song.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, that is relatable.
Oh.
After a big day.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's kind of like opening something up inside of me.
I shouldn't have went there.
Alrighty-o. Gonna go YouTube special.
Yeah, we've got a YouTube exclusive up next, Girl Next Door or Man Eater. So if you want some visuals, head on over there. Otherwise, the episode is gonna be the same throughout.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate every single one of you, Spotify. Bit of housekeeping first, Jake.
Welcome back.
Gotta keep these lights on.
Yes.
Patreon is where it's at if you want an extra episode a week. It's cheap as chips. We added a new tier for like vlogs and inside info. You're going to get like tours of the house, the studio and everything that's going on behind the scenes.
Oh yeah. The first video was the behind the scenes of our first photo shoot.
Yeah. Our first photo shoot was exciting. We were nervous.
Very exciting.
But if you want to go over there, we appreciate every single one of you. And we're starting a community and we love you if you head over there and also that you're here now. But also, Jack, we had some big news this week.
We did.
Thank you very, very much to Spotify for putting us on a billboard.
Yeah, and we told them last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
We let everyone know we were going to be on one.
So I'm going to insert a picture now on YouTube, but yeah, we were on a billboard in Melbourne.
That's fucked, eh?
It's so sick. Oh, it was honestly, like, it's surreal. It was hard to process.
I think it was like, because we didn't get to go down and see it in person.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like we saw some photos of it and like, yeah, that's really cool. But I feel like it would have been so cool to go like, look at it like this. Big.
There's going to be more. There's going to be more. There is. I've got faith. I'm manifesting it. But honestly, like, it was just a couple of people messaged me like, oh, how much was that? And I was like,
how much was it?
Yeah, because they thought we paid for the advertising, like a normal thing. And I was just like, nah, Spotify just put us up, which was very, very nice.
Actually, true. Yeah. I don't even blame them for thinking we paid for it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, makes sense. But so, no, Spotify, hit us up.
Yeah. So that's just a sign, guys. We're going to the moon.
Fuck yeah.
And Jake, before we jump in the episode,
yeah,
I got something for you.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to symbolize.
Symbolize?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the right word.
Yeah. I was just.
What are you?
I was just elaborating on what you said.
Oh, yeah.
Putting some boldness on it.
Open your hand. I got you a friendship bracelet.
Friendship bracelets.
What does it say?
Lover. What? Where the fuck did you get these?
Mate, I'm not going to tell you where I get my gifts from.
Where you get them from?
I wanted to have the whole episode. We got matching.
We're wearing these the whole episode.
Yeah.
Radio. Radio.
Friendship.
Thanks, man.
You want to jump in the epi?
Let's do it.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
All right, everybody. Dilemmas time. Hey guys, adore the podcast. First podcast I've ever been so invested in. Not necessarily a dilemma, but was hoping you could give me some advice on how to be the best version of myself. I'm a female who is currently in year 11 of school, but struggle a lot mentally and have a lot of family issues along with other things. I live with my mum who also struggles a lot, so I never feel like I can come to her fully with things as I would feel terrible to worry her. And I know she relies on me for support. I want to be stronger and do things to improve my well-being. Since you guys both advocate positivity and being the best version of yourself, I also just get gotten out of a long-term relationship and finding it difficult to adjust to going back to focusing on myself and feeling positive. Any advice on how to improve my well-being at my age, 17, would be such an amazing help, especially considering you guys are both a lot older and extremely inspiring to me. Thank you, guys.
Wait, that, you know what's crazy? She said a lot older, and I was going to say, hold up. But we are quite a bit older.
Yeah, you're like, what's it called? Over the hill? You're 24.
I'm 24.
Oh, dude.
17. Fucking hell, that's 7 years. I don't feel like 17 was 7 years ago.
No, not at all. It feels like school finished a couple of days ago.
Fact.
Literally, man. Though.
Fucking hell.
But okay. I thought this was so cool because I'm looking at it as if I could talk to my 17-year-old self again.
Yeah.
And what I would tell myself to what I know now. And honestly, it's just the earlier I found out being myself and finding my own footsteps and doing that, I would have been so much happier. Once you're in 17, 18, 19, you're doing things for other people throughout your whole life. And you're thinking like comparing yourself to everybody and everyone. And once you just step away from that and be like, what if you look within and what really makes you happy and just do it without looking a thousand steps ahead and thinking, what's my future going to look like? What do I want to be? And just do what makes you happy today. It's so much better. That would be my piece of advice.
I feel like from memory, like when you're young, I only ever got it when I left school. No one ever says to you, like, do what makes you happy. No. I feel like no one ever really says that.
No, it's all school.
They
weird.
Always tell you, like, it's never do what makes you happy. It's always like, do
what's right.
Kind of, yeah, like do what's right. Up and so all through school, you know, it's like, it's do what's right. Do your homework, do this, behave, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's so, I don't even know how to explain it, but I don't know if you're a pretty special person if you really just beat to your own drum from a young age.
Yes.
I think at least. I think a lot of people find themselves a lot later in life.
Mm.
And maybe the fact that you've recognized it and you want to is like probably a pretty big thing. And one thing that I think a lot of people get scared of is if they start to do the stuff that they genuinely want to do and just be their own person, then they're going to lose the friends that they have at school. But let me tell you, like, there's a pretty high chance that the friends you have at school aren't going to be the friends you've got when you're 30.
No.
You know, you find out who your friends are when school's over because you actually have to go out of your way to hang out with people.
Exactly.
You know? So,
and I'm just in school, the emphasis on studying and ATAR and going to uni for some reason is fucking too high.
I know.
I've never understood that, looking back right now, why everyone put so much stress in that situation. And I know there's that many people who like had mental problems from thinking the ATAR was the band and of all, and like if they went bad, they were going to go shit or anything, whatever that's called, the equivalent in different countries. It's when you have your final exams going into university. And looking back at it now, everybody who is out of school is doing things, they find their own way to get to where they want to be. This stupid test means absolutely nothing.
Isn't that so? Yeah. And also the way that like the world is now built is, so look, I think granted fucking years and years ago, going through school and university actually probably was one of like, one of the only ways to like become, you know, wealthy, you know, successful.
Mm.
But now like you've got fucking people making $50 million a year from playing video games.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, who's to tell you that you can't like monetize the thing that you love? I know like you're not asking about money, whatever you're trying to, but like who's like, you can just like do whatever you want to do. So if you want to fucking not worry about your test results and all that, blah, blah, blah. Like I would say if that's not who you are, then don't like stress yourself out and feel like you have to do all that.
No, not at all. And it's funny because you turn to your parents for advice and they're 30 years ahead of you who were told that university is the only way to do it.
Yeah.
And they're out of the loop. Then you turn to school and school's just turning you into a cog into the system.
Because it's government run.
Yeah. So the only person you can look for is yourself. Look out for yourself. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
And the earlier you do that, the more happy you're going to be throughout life, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, I think it's so hard, like it's easier said than done. Like, I don't know if I think it's easy for us to say to like, you know, do what you want to do. And like, if your friends don't like it, then they're not the right friends for you. And, you know, just be yourself. But I don't think you and I have probably like never actually felt like the, what's it called when you get isolated? I don't think you and I have ever felt like isolated. Because like, I guess like we have a pretty accepting friend group.
Like we've been pushed out of the group and you have no one to turn to.
Yeah. And like, we've never really felt any judgment.
No.
So I think we're really lucky in that way. I would still say to like to the person that maybe you do go about doing whatever you want to do, being yourself, and like I would try not to worry about your friends' opinions of you, because if they have opinions of you, that means they just don't want you to be happy. They want you to be what they want you to be. Like you want to be what you want to be.
Mm.
So
And looking back, I'll leave it on the only advice I would give my 17-year-old self is I don't care at all about where I am in life, the money I have or anything like that. Mm. Now that I'm 24, the only thing that I care about is the mindset that I've learned through going through life.
Yeah.
So the earlier, read books, expand your knowledge, do everything like that and find who, what makes you tick. That's all that. All
and you're also 17.
Yeah. It's so good.
You don't have to have it all figured out yet.
No, it's so good. You're asking this question. It's so healthy. It's so healthy.
You don't have to have it all figured out yet. So don't be getting stressed.
Yeah.
All right. Hi guys. I'm 24 and have a brother who is 29. I recently went to visit my brother and his wife and we hung out with their friend. We call, let's call him Eugene. My brother told me on the way, Eugene and his girlfriend broke up a while back, so I had to tell him he can't hit on you. Ended up having a major crush on Eugene and can't stop thinking about him, even after 2 months. We followed each other on Instagram, right after we met, and have replied to each other's stories a few times. I recently had my birthday and he messaged me happy birthday. I replied with, thank you, my phone number, and you should text me sometime. Bold move. Cold. I know. And he responded back with, I would, but I don't want to upset your brother. He's one of my good friends. But I'm sure we will all hang out next time you come to visit, and that will be good. How do I come back from this? Like, I obviously can't just tell him, no worries, I've dated plenty of my brother's friends, he doesn't mind. This is the first one I have ever had to make the move on, and it wasn't well taken. Should I keep trying, or do you think this was just an excuse and Sorry, this was just an excuse and he just doesn't like me.
Girl experienced her first rejection.
Oi, this is her first ever rejection.
Go Eugene.
Go Eugene. Also,
what
okay,
a good bloke.
Honestly, I was like, when I was first reading it, I was thinking, no, Eugene, don't do this to your friend. Don't do this to your friend. And I was thinking like, the sister is like putting Eugene in this situation.
Yeah.
And then Eugene.
He came out on top.
Clap back with a mature answer.
This is what we love. Eugene's probably a listener.
Eugene probably is a listener. And girl, I'm sorry, but it sounds like you want what you can't have.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Eugene's played the game right and you're losing. And my advice would be take the L and move on.
Take the L. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. Oh, and it probably hurts inside because you know it didn't work. This is learning.
And you said you've dated plenty of your brother's friends and this is just the first one that you've ever had to make the move on. Your brother has shit friends, girl.
Yeah, I know. Honestly.
So Eugene, if we could get in contact with your brother, we would be saying, oi, Eugene, he's a bro. He's for the boys.
Yeah.
All right? It's like when girls are for the girls, some boys are just for the boys.
Take this as a sign, girl. You don't have to look for relationships through your brother's friends.
No.
And rejection is growth.
Yeah.
The feeling you're feeling now, it's good. It's healthy to feel all these things and process them through your body.
Yes.
And process, maybe be a little sad, move on. Don't try and keep going where you don't want to be.
Yeah, I wouldn't pursue this one any further.
No.
To be honest with you.
Not at all.
I would think... So let's go. She said, should I keep trying or do you think this was just an excuse and he just doesn't like me? I think that he did actually let you down quite softly.
Yeah. I think it
did. I'm gonna answer the question honestly and I think that, yeah, he might not be interested the way that you're interested in him.
I agree. If I was in that situation, I would 100% use that.
You've got to just let them down softly.
Easy out.
Yeah, exactly. So
didn't hurt your feelings too much and saying he wasn't interested.
Yeah, I think honestly, you just take the L, learn from this one, take the L on it. You know, it's all experience.
Exactly. Simple.
Yeah, like guys take the L all the time.
Yeah.
And honestly, like it doesn't feel good, does it?
Kidding.
I really do. I hope you find someone.
Yeah.
But let's make sure it's not a brother's friend.
Yeah, have you got Eugene's number? I'm looking for a new bro.
Yeah, we need some new bros. All right, we need some guys that are for the boys.
Yeah.
Eugene sounds like a man. What a guy.
All right, next one. Lads. I've had the ultimate stitch up. So me and my ex broke up a few months ago. We tried to work things out after a couple of weeks, but she was leaving to go back home. We were both at uni. So it wasn't the right time, we agreed. When she gets back in 2 months, we may try again, but I'm doing my best to not think about it and enjoy summer. She has now left. However, in town 3 weeks ago, I did a TikTok interview and I was waffling about alcohol and mentioned that I missed my ex. I didn't remember any of it as I was quite chopped. But now it's all over TikTok in my city. Unfortunately, I brought a girl home that night who admits to having feelings for me and she saw the TikTok and got mad at me. I'm not sure if my ex has seen it now, but I look like a loser. It seems like I miss her when I was enjoying my hot boy summer. What should I do and will this affect getting back with my ex after summer? If it feels right, of course. Love the pods. Much love from New Zealand. Sorry if it doesn't make sense. I'm dyslexic. And I have the video.
What? No way. Did you find it or did he send it?
He sent a link.
No way.
So the first bit's a bit sad, but he talks about like alcoholism, but it's all there. Ready?
What's something not a lot of people know about you?
Not a lot of people know about me. I am a recovering alcoholic.
So are you going to be drinking in town or?
Yes, but it's about you sustain yourself for Monday, Thursday, Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then when it hits Thursday, it's okay to drink.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like it is.
Okay, yeah.
When you're being through some stuff, you're missing your ex. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. But you just go with it, eh? Yeah. And you drink from Thursday to...
So
wait. You're not a recovering alcoholic. If you're still drinking, still an alcoholic.
I think he threw the alcoholic term around a bit willy-nilly.
Yeah, that's a strong term.
I think he's just like a binge drinker on like for party in uni. But
yeah,
either way,
that's funny.
That is funny.
That's so funny.
So we got to help this guy out.
Okay, so he brought a girl home that night who admitted feelings for him. And it's so funny to put a fucking face to this. Surely you're not showing that on.
I don't know.
I don't think you should. It's on TikTok. Because this is anonymous.
It's on TikTok. Oh, true.
Yeah. Like they could try and scour the internet to find it, but.
Yeah.
Or you could try and contact him.
He sent me the link to it.
Maybe.
True.
Okay, see what happens. But honestly, that's so funny.
So how do we help this guy out, recover? I assume, does he want to get back with the girl or his ex?
I think he wants to get. So he was enjoying his hot boy summer, doing what he wants. All right, he was going out on the weekends, brought a girl home. She actually likes him. Okay, this is tricky.
This is tricky.
Very tricky. He doesn't know if the ex has seen it. Best case scenario is she does see it.
I think so too. I reckon take the L once again with the girl you brought home.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Don't worry about her.
Yeah.
And if your ex has seen it, I would see that as cute. Like maybe a little bit like needy. If you saw that as the ex, but I'd be like, at least he's telling the truth.
True. And also, especially it's like, as long as you're not messaging her that you miss her, but she sees it that way, that's like, that might be better. And I shouldn't say fuck that other bitch. Basically, let her down nicely. Let her know that you are not over your ex yet. So then she knows.
Yeah, that was
don't lead her on.
Yeah, there's a one night stand. Just tell her how it is.
And then I think that.
2 weeks, just say it. I reckon just.
I don't know. No, dude. Wait, you're stressing over nothing.
Yeah.
Bro, keep living your hot boy summer, all right?
True.
And then when she gets back, she might bring it up like, I saw this video, it's pretty funny. And then you could just be like, yeah, like funny, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she might be like, were you lying? And you could be like, nah, I meant it.
But I think, yeah, and it's also, as soon as you hang out, like it's clear that you both miss each other if you agree to hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just.
And like when you hang out, if this spark's there, then the spark's there. But also it's like, I mean, Oddie and I have always kind of thought in our heads, like if you wanted it to work, you would have made it work.
Yeah.
If you guys have both just like taken this summer apart just so you can fuck other people, that's kind of like not very healthy.
Yeah, I know. And yeah. I thought it was so relatable because the amount of like, you know, what's that feeling the next day after you say something when you're drunk?
The head noise this man would have had.
And he has video evidence of what he said, whereas like most people don't know. So after a day or two, it's gone. But this guy, it's on video proof. And you're just like, that hurts so much.
Everyone could just resend him this video whenever he wants.
He obviously had so much head noise because he sent us a fucking dilemma.
Oh, yeah, no, the head noise must have taken over.
Yeah, but I think there's no issue here. You just made a little fool of yourself. And if I was the girl, I'd probably find it cute.
Like, yeah, it's a good story. Honestly, it's a good story.
Yeah.
I say, lean into it.
Yeah.
Don't get embarrassed by it.
Play on it, yeah.
And if your friends show it to you, just laugh.
Yeah.
Just lean into that shit.
Embrace it.
Just embrace it. Like, because you did it.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? Just fucking lean into it. It's the best way to make them not give you shit.
Exactly.
All right, Oddie. We're 90 days into our beard journey. How's it looking on your end?
Speaks for itself. Even checking out their website, the results of other guys are getting just as mind-blowing results. And the science backs it up.
I know. Seeing those before and after pics makes me a little like, everyone's in the same boat here. They're all looking great. Your beard's living proof.
Exactly. And with just 60 days to go, I can't wait to reveal the final results. And listeners, if you're curious, jump on their website and use code RELATABLE69 for 20% off.
Get ready to join the beard gang. It's a fun gang to be in, let me tell you. Oddie's on his way to outbearding me, but let's see who catches up first.
You're coming to terms, I'm going to beat you.
Just a man who needs advice on cheating. Cheating or not cheating? Where are you guys?
We are.
All right. I've recently got into a relationship. We've moved pretty quick and we're both pretty obsessed with each other. Or at least I am, and she acts like she is too. We've been seeing each other for a little over a month and been exclusive for three of them. Wait, what? For a little over a month and been exclusive for three of them. All right, whatever.
I think he means they've been dating for a month and before that they were exclusive for three already.
And then just made it official. Okay, fair enough.
Well, maybe.
However, I recently found out on her phone... I recently found on her phone her messaging her ex situationship. She was flirting and saying he should come to her gym. She's a PT. And I told that and told him what days she's working. She then, when confronted about it, said there was no flirting and unsent the worst of the messages. And it took me telling her I saw them for her to admit. She cried and apologized, and she didn't know what she was doing or why she did it. She previously has been cheated on two times, so knows what it feels like, hence why it surprised me so much. She's done this before we made it official and said it really meant nothing. We practically live together for 4 days out of the week and get on really well. She gets the princess treatment 24/7. She's an extremely attractive girl, so gets a lot of attention. But that does not bother me. It's more about how she responds, I believe. So my question is, one, is that cheating? Two, what should I do? I really like her, but I don't want to be a mug. Thanks, boys. Love the potty.
Ooh.
Oy, this is actually kind of tough.
That is tough. Is gay cheating not cheating?
Oh, wait. Okay. The only reason I don't want to answer this question is because when we do cheating, not cheating, I just do it very toxically.
Yes.
And cheating is like the strongest word in the world because so many of the things we do aren't cheating. It's just disrespect.
Mm.
And like some disrespectful things are breakup worthy. Mm. All right. Now this has very early on in the relationship
shown her colors.
One, shown her colors, and two, you now don't trust her.
Hmm.
And okay, I'm all for you need to get along with someone. You need to love them. You need this, that, this, the other. But I genuinely believe that trust is the most important thing.
What's the foundation? The relationship's built on trust. I think it's
more important than love, personally.
Well, as soon as trust is gone in a relationship, there's no point in you being together.
Yeah.
Like you see when people do things like this, or they, some people kiss on a drunken night out and they stay together, but every time they go out after that, they need a message like every half an hour. Like they need to know where you're at or else their brain just goes spiraling. So I think if she has broken your trust here, this is up to him though, if it's broken the trust.
Exactly, yeah. If it's up to you whether or not she's broken your trust.
It's tough
though. Because it's hard. It's like, can you trust her on her own fucking phone?
Mm. It is very weird. Like what were her intentions? Was it just the... It was before they were official. It's still, it's very...
Who gives a fuck?
It's very, very, very disrespectful. But I'm just trying to see from his point of view if I'd still trust her or not, because that's also in the equation. I think for this, I would give her the benefit of the doubt.
Ooh.
Just because... Oh, no, actually... The fact that she deleted the messages has lost my trust.
I was going to say.
If she owned up to it.
Yeah. So he confronted her.
Yeah, if she just messaged her, then he confronted her and she said sorry, I would have given her the benefit of doubt. But the fact that she deleted the messages and tried to cover her tracks.
Did you go on her phone? That's what I want. I wish I was talking to this man.
Yeah.
Did you go on her phone or did you see her over her shoulder? Huh?
The fact that those messages are deleted, though, I think my trust would be gone.
Oh, facts, bro. Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, so.
That's wild.
And she cut her
tree. Like, think about it. She's a PT. You wouldn't even, she'd be at work and you're like stressing that she's at work. Your whole life is just going to be an anxious mess.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares that she's attractive? You can get one attractive.
Yeah, well, looks shouldn't come into the equation.
Exactly.
Looks are just a benefit. You should have a connection first.
Yeah.
So, honestly.
Connection first, you reckon? You don't think that you want to be like initially attracted to the person?
I mean, in the long run. Like in the long run, the connection is the key underlying thing that you should be looks fade at the end of the day. When you're both 50, you're both going to look old
like
and
wrinkly and shit.
Like who cares what you look like
that? Wait, do you reckon people that are old and wrinkly, do they look at their partner as what they looked like when they were younger? Do they look at them and still think they're like...
I reckon they probably see when they were hot.
Yeah.
Or they see different sides to like our parents. Like when we just see some bald like fat man, they see like the spark of where he is.
They see what he used to be.
I think cheating, what should you do? Move on, man. And on to the next, unfortunately.
Yeah. We can tell you what we'd do if it was us. Okay. Yeah. We... would break up.
And if it's your it's up to you of the trust thing.
Totally up to you.
And the unsent messages, so up
it's
to you.
It's so hard to like to accept, I find. Like it's very easy to say break up.
Yeah. Well, that's their whole life. It's 4 days a week. He goes home and sees her and has the best time of his life.
It's so difficult. Like
it's like them dying to you. We've said it before.
Yeah. It's so, it's just so tricky. But I just think in the long run, that's just,
exactly. And I don't know what they're saying. When it happens once, it's going to happen again.
I
big believer in once a cheater, always a cheater.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah?
That's in there. That's what they, like, I'm sure you can learn from it. But like if someone, if a girl you were seeing told you blatantly that she cheated on her ex, I'd be like, if you have the capability of doing that, I don't want to talk to you.
Really?
Yeah.
That's I don't know what I'd do. If I was talking to a girl, been on a few dates and I'm starting to really like her, and then she said to me, I got someone to tell you just before, you know, before we get like any further in. She's like, I cheated on my ex and that's why we aren't together.
Whoa. But that's kind of contradicting what I say a lot of the time, is I want to judge the person right in front of me, and the fact that she's owning up means something to me, but I don't know if I could look past that. Is that bad?
Is that okay? Because she hasn't broken your trust, she's also...
Maybe that's trying to grow the fact that she's telling me.
Maybe. I would look at it, I honestly think that, okay, I wouldn't blame you. Let's say I wouldn't think any less of you for ending it with someone because of that. But I also don't think I wouldn't think any less of you for staying with someone like that and giving them a chance. Okay, because did she broke the other guy's trust. She hasn't broken your trust.
The fact that she...
You're also, sorry to interrupt, she's also gonna, when she goes out, you kind of have reason not to trust her. That's a tricky situation.
I'm thinking about it, like the fact that she's owning up to it means that I appreciate that she's trying to like grow as a person and get that like off her chest, and she's established that she's done something wrong.
Yeah.
But also in the back of my head, I'm like,
what's going to stop her from doing it to me? Yeah, that's
what happens if there's a better looking guy and, like in the room one time and he's attracted to her and they're attracted to each other. Like, I don't know. That's why
I don't think I can answer that. We might have to move on. I don't think I can answer this question.
There's one thing that comes out of that. It's why you don't cheat.
Yeah. Fuck cheating.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just ruin the relationship you have currently. If you're an honest person and you tell a future potential relationship, it's maybe going to make them not want to be with you. So just don't cheat ever, anyone.
And I tell you what, actually, this is what happens a lot. For some reason where we live, a lot of people cheat.
Yeah, weird.
Weird. But what you see happening is, so the two cheaters on two sides of the families, whoever they cheat with obviously doesn't work out because it was cheating. And then their families break up. But then the two people who cheat get together because they have a bond over cheating.
They need a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
They need financial help.
Yeah.
They need something.
So you just...
They need someone to talk to. No, they don't have any more friends.
Yeah, exactly.
They broke up friend groups. They broke up families. My God.
I honestly think cheating is like...
It's wild.
Killing someone, cheating.
Well, this is killing someone, and this one, and cheating is like killing someone's soul.
Yeah, exactly. It's
killing someone's trust.
It's stabbing someone in the heart with an imaginary sword.
I agree.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And so what about... it's different. Let's say the person you're with has been cheated on. Okay. Now I know you've given them no reason not to trust you, but when you go out, it makes sense that they have maybe some trust issues.
Oh yeah. That's just past trauma.
Yeah.
You've got to rebuild.
So I think like
help their trust.
Although you've given them no reason to not trust you, they just don't trust like
anyone.
They just don't trust life.
No. That's another reason why you don't cheat.
And so basically, like, if you're in a situation where you're with someone that has been cheated on and they're like, they're a little anxious, like, don't be a dick or don't be a bitch. Like, just kind of like, because you know they've been cheated on and you don't know how that feels, I feel like the best way to go about it is maybe just like reassurance here and there is just like not that fucking hard to do.
No.
So just like do it.
It's understanding the person in front of you and what they've been through.
Yeah.
And it's how many emotions you go through if you are the person being cheated on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people don't process these things when they do it.
No.
They're just like, fucking dick, let's go get some fucking sex.
Weird, hey. Yeah. Weird. How do people do it without giving a shit?
I don't know.
Oh, fuck.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
Okay, guys. Things we love about girls.
Enough said.
Yeah. Enough said. I don't even know. I wonder if people read the descriptions of the podcast underneath and they're like, oh, we're gonna get this, because you write them.
Yeah.
Don't you?
It's in the time code now.
It's in the time code. Or do people just like go straight to pressing play and they just find out what's going to happen in the episode?
I'm not sure.
And when they heard me say that, were they just like, woo?
Yeah, maybe. I'm woo.
All right, okay. I'll go first.
Yeah.
When you get out of bed and they scoot over to your side so they can just like use your pillow and your side of the bed.
I do love that too. You're just like, oh yeah.
Are you like, I didn't plan on going anywhere.
It makes you feel like so like, just like small. Like,
I know,
so
just, I know.
Like, yeah. And even when they like pull the arm around you, like just like that too, you're just like, oh, yeah. Like, thanks. Things I love about girls. When they send you big vlogs about their day and you never ask for them.
Oh, fuck yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
And every detail is fucking in there. Nothing is spared.
Yeah.
Like, they don't spare anything.
The Snapchat thing is just going like for ages. You're like, this isn't my own vlog. You should post this on YouTube.
Honestly, just stop posting TikToks or something. Yeah. I agree.
Just like, I wanted to know.
Things I love about girls. When they put on a pair of jeans and then when they get them up, they do that little bounce and they do like a little tap on their hips and then just cause like, it's like they're on now.
I love that too.
You know what I mean? They like pull them up and they're like, oh, and then.
It's
and
like a little kid when they go, oop.
Yeah.
And they, yeah. It's so cute.
It's funny. I don't know why they always do it.
I do love that too. It's just like, oop. Yeah, that's funny. Things I love about girls. When they play fight with you and they try and act all big, strong and tough and they're just, they're not.
It's like, and it's like looking down at a little cat. It's like,
yeah.
And you're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Not around here, partner.
You're like,
what are we doing here?
Give it to. And they're just like throwing it off.
Or if you're kind of like being nice and like, and you're like letting them win and pretending to try.
Yeah.
And they're like, I knew I was stronger than you. And yeah. You're like, I can't let you say that. So then you just get up and you're just like, I just can't let you have that.
Yeah,
just can't let
you have exactly.
It. Wait, things love about girls, when they get sick, they don't complain at all.
Oh.
When I get sick, all I fucking do is complain.
No, I hate that.
All I do is complain.
Because it makes me feel weaker.
I don't care, baby me.
Yeah. They are like, I don't know how, it's. They have like a different tolerance to being sick. They're just like, I'm sick, I'm going to work, I'm going to the gym. Like, I'll get through this.
What is it?
Yeah, men, we get like, I'm dying.
I know. It's weird. Like, I don't get it because it's like, I swear we must get it worse. But we can't. There's no way we can.
I hate it, but I also love it. I can,
true.
I can
jealous.
I can appreciate. I'm jealous. Yeah. That's why I hate it.
And you know,
I'm
sometimes I'm sick and I'm thinking, I'm like complaining and I'm like, what if I just stopped complaining? And so I kind of actively think like, I'll try and stop complaining about it. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I just feel like shit. I just feel like shit.
Yeah, I do the same. I'm like, well, if I don't, like if I pretend that I'm not sick, like I'll go to the gym. Yeah. I get there. I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta go home. Like,
wait, every time I'm sick, whenever I get the chance to sit down, I'll sit down and I'll always like, and if someone's near me, I'll be like, I'm not well. I always just try and let someone know, like, I'm not well. How you doing? I'm not well.
Yeah. Like, just make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Say what's up. Yeah. I want to talk about it. Okay, things I love about girls. They're aesthetically pleasing Instagram pages and pics.
Yeah.
How do they
There's
do it?
There's thought put into that. And I never realized sometimes they post it and delete it within less than a minute just because they wanted to see what it looked like on their page and then they delete it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's like a whole process. And also, I've never once thought like, is this going to look good on my page?
Neither.
Girls take a pic and they like look at it and they look at their page and like, is this going to fit in with my page?
And well, like, you look on a girl's page and it's like the grids, like it makes so much sense. And like all the colors are coded. And
like a pattern.
Yeah. And you're like, wow, this is pretty. And then I look at mine. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? How do you do that?
Yeah. I'm like, why is there a Coke can?
Yeah.
Why would I post that?
Yeah.
Like what?
Exactly. Like what the hell?
Things I love about girls. When you're going to sleep and they just really want to be touching you and you're like, whatever, fine. You can put your foot on me and that's it. And they're just like, that's good enough. And then they fall asleep with a foot on you.
Yeah.
That's all they need.
They're so cute.
That's all they need.
Oh, my girlfriend's been putting a pinky.
Well, that's because you're strict.
I am strict.
I know you're strict. You've told me before. He's like, when we go to bed, I put her pillow over there. I say, you stay over there.
Yeah.
And then I roll over.
I get hot. I sleep really hot.
Yeah.
And as soon as she wants to like cuddle on, and I'm like, she knows I'm about to go to sleep as soon as I roll over.
Yeah.
And then you see a little like come, and then it stayed there. I was like, I thought she was taking the piss and then just stayed there for ages. And then,
no.
And then I was like,
you're like gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Things I love about girls. All their reasonings behind food or coffee when they're out.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like they'll say like, oh, like I went for a walk this morning. Like,
oi!
I deserve a bagel.
The way that they tell a story to say they deserve a certain thing, it's like, I wasn't judging.
Yeah.
I don't care what you get. I just didn't feel like getting a donut.
Yeah.
You can have a donut.
Oh, yeah. They think they need to justify it. Whereas in our head, we're just like, I don't go for it.
Girl. Or it's like, you can get full cream milk in your coffee just this once without making an excuse.
Like, I'm going to walk the dog again this summer so like I can get this extra little croissant.
Literally. Yeah. That is so accurate.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's funny. Oh, things I love about girls. If you forget some clothes at their house, you best believe the next time you go there, they are washed, folded, and in a cupboard drawer.
I thought you were going to say, you best believe they're wearing it.
Oh, that too. Yeah. That too.
But your one is right.
Yeah. And it's like, what? It's just courteous. It's
what's
just
with, right. As soon as they clean, like, I didn't know clothes could smell this good. Like, what's, I wash my clothes. I put a lot of effort into it. But why do mine not smell as good? Like, what
That's
the
a hell? Very good question.
Like, what the hell?
Also, you know what I've been told is boys, when they use a towel, it could be a fresh, cleaned towel used for the first time. But if a boy uses it, it has a particular smell. Apparently, we all give towels a particular smell.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know that.
I never did.
Like a girl's towel will smell the same.
Oh.
After, if it's been used, if it was washed, then used, it smells the same as washed. But if we use a towel that was washed and we use it once, apparently it's got a new smell.
We got some testosterone going on.
We got something going on with our pheromones.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah. Oh, I tell you another thing just quickly about towels. One thing I'm envious of girls. Going on the beach, right?
Yeah.
Girls in bikinis, they lay on the towel.
Yeah.
It's dry. Us with boardies, soaks the towel.
So much more wet surface area.
Yeah, it gets all sand everywhere and sticky. Like you look at their towel and you're like, what the heck? Why can't I wear that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's a
reason. We can wear dickies.
Speedos. Maybe it's... He's not... I don't want to do that. I don't need to put people to my pasty legs.
Fair.
Things I love about girls. How excited they get for birthdays, Christmas, or any type of event.
Oi.
It makes it so much better.
I love it, but also it's like, but now I've got to put effort into it. You know, it's like now I'm a dick if I don't.
Well, I mean, the ones that we share, like Christmas, like my Christmas fair, just fair, passed fair. And then like normally I don't really care. Like, I'm not a big festive guy, but then they're like a little kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is so fun.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you get a girlfriend, it's like, I'm getting you a gift for your birthday. For Christmas, for Valentine's Day. You best believe if I forget Easter, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You get one for Easter. You get one for everything.
But then also you receive that many as well.
True.
Yeah.
And they're usually better.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're usually way better.
Yeah.
Things I love about girls. No matter the occasion, activewear is always appropriate.
Oh, yeah. Activewear is appropriate for any... I reckon you could do it for a job interview in
activewear. Like, they're like, should I wear activewear? And I'm like, to dinner? Sure.
Yeah.
You want...
Bike shorts? Yeah, for sure.
Whatever you want to do.
We're going to the movies, but go, sure.
Whatever makes you feel good, girl.
Yeah. I reckon, to be fair, if I was a girl, I reckon I would always want to... Because it emphasizes they look good in them.
True. Activewear like actually is very flattering.
You feel fit and it's flattering.
It's a very like flattering
wearing it.
Form of...
Yeah, 100%. Things I love about girls. How they have the most efficient route plan to get to the shops.
Oh.
They know like...
To get there.
Yeah, like car... They know exactly where to park every single time and like an in and out route of getting into a busy shop and they're shopping out. Whereas me, I go random every time.
Yeah, true. I never have a system.
No, I don't have... They have a system. They have an automated system and then we're in and out. I'm like, this is so fluent.
And then I get pissed off because I'm like, this took longer than it had to.
Yeah. They're in and out. Because I understand because they have such strenuous shopping routines. They have to...
It's because they're there all the time.
They have to... They make the most of it with an efficient route. Whereas I'm like, I get there. I'm like, oh, there's no parks here. Like, oh, now I've got to spend heaps of money. Oh, what the hell? I don't know how to get out of here.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more. Things I love about girls. Okay. They are more upset when you leave after spending a week with them than they are when you leave after spending 2 days with them. And it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't comprehend.
Like, I was with you for a week.
I gave you everything.
And then after two, but if I'm with you for 2 days, it's less tears.
It's because we gave too much.
True.
Yeah.
The bond was.
And now we're taking it all away.
There's too much bond in that week.
Yeah. We've made such a connection. We've given it all to them. They want more.
And then, okay. It's the day of you leaving after spending a week with them. And they're like, when am I going to see you again?
Yeah. It's like, we're not in a movie. Yeah. When am I going to see you again?
It's like, I don't know. Let me go home first.
Like, I haven't left yet.
I'm still here.
I need to know. It's just like, what the hell?
I'm still here.
Like, there's normally two, like, the last day you're going to be seeing each other, like, that morning, like, you'll be like, you got the whole day to go. Like, when am I seeing you again?
Though? I can't believe you're leaving tonight. Yeah. It's like, I got to go. I got to do stuff.
Yeah.
When will I see you again? I don't know. You're my girlfriend. Yeah. Soon.
Yeah. I'm not just leaving the planet.
Fucking hell.
Okay. I got one more.
Yeah.
This one's good. Things I love about girls. How small their feet are. Their tootsies are so cute.
Have you ever tried to put a girl's pair of slides on?
Yeah.
And they don't get past your toes?
I look at this girl's feet, I'm like, my hogs look fucking ugly.
Joy, guys have ugly feet too.
And then girl, like, even their toe, everything's just like cute and like looks nice.
No wonder some guys get a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Honestly, girls have some cute feet.
They are cute.
That's facts.
Yeah, they're just cute.
Oh, man.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, that felt good. I got sweaty.
I did too. It feels good just to like positivity.
Yeah, positivity.
Appreciation of the other sex. Honestly, goes so far and there's too much negativity on social media.
You want to know what I'm not happy about?
What?
Okay, so you came up with accidentally things you love about girls.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he came to us once. So one, I think one time, what did we say? We were like, things girls do that piss us off or something.
Yeah.
And so then Oddie comes back and goes, look, we said that. Now we feel bad. So we did things we love about girls. It's been a while, okay? We've done a few.
Mm.
Why have no girl pods done things I love about boys? Huh? What's with that?
I think there was one similar.
Okay. That's good. I just haven't seen them.
Or they did. I think they just did the things we love about girls.
Like a girl pod did things you love about girls.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was. There was a potty that gave us praise for doing it. They saw our clip.
Okay.
It was a big one in England.
Okay, cool.
She had some cool like Scouse accent or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah.
Do what you wanna do. Be what you wanna be. Relatables.
All right. Up next, Jake, to finish the episode off with a bang, this is cute or cringe?
Cute or cringe.
Cute or cringe. Popping pimples on, girl popping pimples on a boy's back.
Cute, I love it.
Yes!
Honestly, I'm all for that.
It's good, eh?
I kind of like, you know what I like is when they're like, let me look, and there's none there, but I just, for some reason, I like the little feeling of like, them just like, drawing the lines of like just like looking for them on my back, just relaxing.
Yeah. I
hate it when they do it on my face.
I tell you what's relatable though. There's no worse pain than a girlfriend or any girl on your back trying to pop a pimple. It just hurts like a
And then
bitch.
They're like and then they're like, I'm not even pushing that hard.
It's like, shut up.
It's like, yes, you fucking are.
Yeah, you've got some weird strength in these fingers of yours.
Yeah. Like I don't get bad back in here. I just get maybe some blackheads, so I don't have to feel that bad of pain, but even that hurts.
Yeah, I know. Cute or cringe. Baby talk.
Cute.
Really?
Cute.
Really?
Cute.
There's a cute. Little smug smile going on here. Is that
what are you talking about? I just think it's cute.
Do you do it?
I just think it's cute.
Do you do it?
I don't think... I'm not...
Honey bunny.
I have nothing to say. I have nothing to
We've
say
We've got a podcast.
Here.
You got to say something.
I got...
You've been doing it. You've been doing it.
What are you talking
You've
about?
Been doing
no,
it.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
I haven't.
Oh,
I'm just good at it.
Come on, guys. Oh, yeah. Give us a little bit then.
Nah.
Yeah.
There's episodes of me doing it.
Just say cute. And little baby boy. Say cute.
Moving on.
Say cute. Cute or cringe? Posting about each other being together. Happy 1 month anniversary.
Cringe. Yeah, I'm not for that. Not for that at all.
Coordinating outfits.
Okay. If it's accidental, it's cute.
Mm.
If it's on purpose, I say cringe.
I agree. Posting each other's initials in social media bios.
Cringe!
Oh, God, that's so cringe.
Ugh.
Oh, that's like something you do when you're 14. I don't even say
Honestly,
12.
Yeah, 14, 12. I mean, I think I did it when I was 16.
Yeah, you get a girl, you get a girlfriend who you don't talk to and you're like, I'm not going to talk to her, but I'll put her little initials in there.
Weird, eh? Isn't that funny? Why'd we do that?
I don't know. I don't know
it's
why
like
people...
branding.
Yeah, it is like branding. It's like getting a... What do they do to those cows? How like get
branding.
A, yeah, they get a thing,
yeah.
Burn it, put it on your Instagram bio.
Weird.
And
then when you break, when you guys broke up and you took him out of the bio, everyone was like, whoa, no way.
He or she's single.
They broke up.
Yeah.
That's fucking
so
funny.
It makes it fun for people around you, actually.
Yeah, true.
Lets you in on their world.
Yeah.
Cute or cringe, public displays of affection.
How intense? Example.
Let's go like a long kiss. Like a just no tongue, just a long kiss that's cold for a couple seconds.
Cringe. A peck, all good.
Peck's all good. Holding hands.
Cute.
Long hug.
Cute.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh, what would you say?
I think just like if you're standing there and you're just like hugging.
Like a long one, no?
Oh, how long's long?
Like, I don't know, 7 seconds.
Yeah, no, that's cute.
Okay.
I'd go like 30 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I never thought of hugging. Like, but if like, if you want to like, but like we can do that and then it's like, We're not doing it. We're not standing there for like 10 minutes hugging.
Remember those people in like high school that would like in the playground hug for like the whole lunchtime, which is like 25
minutes? That's insane.
They would just hug and I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And the dude was always shorter than the girl.
And skinnier.
Yeah.
That's rude to say, but you know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how those relationships worked. Okay. Cute or cringe? Finding out what your mate's nicknames are from your girlfriend.
Oh, no. It's so cringy. Oh, no. But it's cute when you do it with your girlfriend. Yeah. It's so cringy, though.
If you, when you hear it, you're like, wait, what did you just
what
say?
What did you just call him?
Yeah, you're just like, excuse me, lady.
Holy shit. Wait, that's trust broken like it's never been broken before.
Yeah, that's Jake. That's not it's Honey like, Bunny.
Oi, you're now just your name.
Yeah. Honestly,
that's fun.
I look at the whole friend differently if I knew, saw that.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to know anything.
Nah, neither do I.
Yeah, honestly. No way.
Cute or cringe? Keep sending them in. Those were from some fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. That was sick.
A couple of my own too in there.
Yeah. Sprinkle. Send them in.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
Okay, guys. Because I'm sick, if anyone's watched Friends, they know that when Phoebe got sick that one time, she had a sexy voice.
Mm.
So I think I'm going to try and really get into my sexy voice era while sick, and I'm going to sing Smelly Cat.
Oh, this could be voice. Good. This could be good.
This is so embarrassing. Like, I do this just in front of you, so it's not embarrassing, but then I realize, like, thousands of people.
Why is it embarrassing?
Thousands of people.
This is you being yourself.
Think about it, like, all there's episodes on episodes where people could just go get it on YouTube, clip it, and put it on TikTok, and there's just hours of fucking me singing that I could just be out on the internet.
It's me outroing it too. I'm in there.
Okay.
So it's not just you just like looking like an idiot. I should just leave you. I should edit it so it's just you.
Should fuck me over and make it so people can clip it and just not talk. Okay. Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, it's not your fault. They won't take you to the vet. You're obviously not their favorite pet. You may not be a bed of roses. You're no friend to those with noses. Smelly cat, what are they feeding you? Smelly cat, it's not your fault.
Goodbye. Thanks, everybody. See bye-bye. Ya.
Do what you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.